It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Members of Colorado's Electoral College cast their votes for president today at the state capitol. CPR's Benta Berkman has more.
The state slate of nine electors will cast their ballots for the winner of Colorado's popular vote. Democratic President-elect Joe Biden defeated President Trump here by 13.5 points. Last week, the Colorado Secretary of State certified the election results. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
More than 200 people in Pueblo County have died as a result of the pandemic. During a regular video address on Friday, Pueblo Mayor Nick Gratisaw remembered two of them, the activist Rita Martinez and Dr. Atul Vahil.
COVID-19 took both of these Puebloans too early, and we will miss them. We grieve with their families for their loss and with all of the families who have lost loved ones to this pandemic.
Gratisaw says the first vaccines are expected in Pueblo within a few days and that the city will follow the state's distribution plan, beginning with healthcare workers in direct contact with COVID-19 patients. A new national report shows Colorado families are struggling to meet the needs of children during the pandemic while also managing finances, school, work, and mental health. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Nearly one in five Colorado respondents with children reported they had felt down, depressed, or hopeless in the previous week. The Annie E. Casey Foundation report showed a widespread need for access to mental health care. One in eight doubted they would be able to make their next rent or mortgage payment. 11% reported that there was sometimes or always not enough to eat. The foundation called on elected officials to make the vaccine free for low-income families, reduce the student-to-school counselor ratio, and expand access to unemployment insurance. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
A cloudy day across much of Colorado, highs in the 40s around Denver. This is CPR News.